that today, that Jesus makes the darkness tremble. You know, right now in your life, all of us have some situation going on, some darkness, something that's holding us back, some situation, issue that we've got to deal with. Something's going on in everybody's life. Health situations, finances, this thing they call COVID. We don't bow down to that, I'm going to tell you right now. Jesus will make the darkness in your life tremble. And today we're going to learn something and start a new series, and we're going to live it loud. We're going to live it loud. The Church of Jesus Christ needs to be a little bit louder. The Church of Jesus Christ needs to be a little bit louder. The world needs to hear who we are and what we stand for. And today, here at Calvary Church, we're launching that. And I'm believing that all of you, when we leave here today, are going to live a little louder. Father God, in Jesus' name, for the conviction that you have placed on my heart to live louder, Lord God, I pray right now that we reach higher to heaven. We pull down the Spirit. We allow it to move, Lord. We give everything, Lord God, we have in our lives to you. We sacrifice our situations. We sacrifice everything that we have. And Lord God, we're going to live louder today. We're going to proclaim your name bigger today. We're going to do things today that we didn't do yesterday, and bigger things tomorrow, because, Lord, you reign in the lives of our hearts, and that's good enough for us. Lord God, give us your power today. Let some changes happen. Let us be transformed when we leave here today. Give us more power, Lord. Give us something today, Lord God. We walked into this place expecting. Let us walk out receiving. Lord God, we give you honor and praise, Lord. We look to the heavens for change. We bow down to nothing on this earth, but we raise a banner to your name. And we thank you, Lord, that you hear us. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Hey, give a holy wave to somebody and get loud today. Hallelujah. Welcome to Calvary Church. I feel like I've preached already. Thank you. I feel like I've preached already. There we go. I'm in the right place. Hey, thanks for joining us. Hey, I know that we have a little different beginning to our service. I hope that's okay with you. You know, we're trying something new. We do some announcements. I just trying to keep from this back and forth. And first of all, before I get too far into this, thank you for joining us online. We have quite the following of Calvary Church online, and we should be excited about that. People want to see what's going on here. So those that are watching online, thank you very much. You're very, very appreciated today. You're also welcome to come join us in person, but I know many can't. So thank you for joining us online. Hey, I want to give you a quick update. It's not an announcement as much as it's a praise that we have updated our website at calvarylife.church. And I want you to know that I am a missions guy. You know that by now. I've been pastoring here for, 2.5 years, and I just love missions. I believe that we need to get the word out. You know that. That's why we're doing the live streams and all the things we're doing here. But our webmaster here at Calvary Church, it happens to be my daughter, so she's kind of stuck with that title, right? She did what I asked her to do, and she has created a missions page. I think you people that support missions need to know who you're supporting. And I think the world needs to know that we support missions at this church. We have 17 missionaries, and I want people to know who they are, what they stand for, where they're at, what they're doing. And if you look at the screen behind me, you will see at the calvarylife.church Facebook page our new missions emphasis page. You need to put a face to the name of the people that you support. And right behind me, you will see the people that this church supports in missions, both U.S. missions and world missions, is highlighted on our missions page at our website. If you click on one of those missionaries, you can see it opens up the bio of the missionary. It talks about who they are, where they're at, what they stand for, what they're doing, what God has laid on their heart. The reason that this church writes a check every month and gives to missions is for the people that's being profiled right behind me. And I want you to understand and realize that we are emphasizing missions. And our missions director, Kelly Ward, is not in our service. She's over in our next building teaching kids how to be missionaries, right? She's blessing them today. But if you see Kelly, if you know Kelly, tell her thank you for your faithfulness in our missions here at Calvary Church. But there you are. You can go home. You can do it on your phone. You can check out who we are supporting here at Calvary Church. Doesn't that look great? Yes, it does. Looks awesome. I just think we need to let them know how much we appreciate them. And you will be able to go on there and find out how to contact a missionary. If you just feel led to contact a missionary that we support, you support here at Calvary Church, click on it. It tells you right there, how do I send them an email? They love to hear from the churches that support them. They're out in the field, and they love to hear from people like you and I that says, hey, you know, I'm praying and believing for you. You can download their newsletters and make contact with them, get on their mailing list of those that you really want to follow directly outside of just the church stuff. And I just thought we needed to give that to you, that opportunity. So there you are. You can connect with the missionaries and tell them how much you love them and you're praying for them. And you'll know now where your money is going here at Calvary Church. The mission is for us to update our missions giving as we go through this year. You know the drill. We doubled our missions last year, and we want to continue to add missionaries. We've done that. We're adding more. My goal is 20 missionaries by the end of this year. We're at 17. So continue to be faithful with your giving on the first Sunday of every month or any time. You can give to your missionaries here through Calvary Church, and then you'll see them updated as we add some on the missions page. I'm out of breath already, right? We've been going through this number of sermon series, right? We've been doing so much here, and God has just spoke to me saying, listen, Pastor, it's time to get a little bit louder. Now, you know that the loud person in our family is my wife, okay? It is not me, and you know the loudest person in my family is my daughter. So it's not the pastor, but we're going to get a little louder in our testimony out in the community of who we are and what we stand for. But a quick review as we go back through the last 6 weeks, we came through the Pursuit series, Pursuing God in a Higher Way. You know, we talked about what that meant, where it would take place, when it would take place, and how we were going to do that. And then the first pursuit we laid on our guys, we preached 2 weeks on a few good men. We need a few good men in each family to stand up and say, I'm going to pursue the leadership calling of my family. Why? Because God asked me to do that. And the men were called to lead their families. We talked about that a couple weeks ago. But today and for the next few weeks, we're going to talk about getting louder for God. You know, I turn on the TV or I read the news every day, and I see all these situations throughout the world of people getting louder for their causes. I'm not a political guy. I'm not using God's pulpit for anything political, but I'm just saying there's people getting louder to get their cause out, and I'm thinking and I'm praying, God, what about this? What does that mean for us? And he says there's no reason why God's people, my people, can't get a little louder. There's no reason why we can't be louder. There's a right way and a wrong way. There's no reason why Jesus commanded us to go tell everybody. So the message that should be out there is the loudest message should come from the Church of Jesus Christ. So here's what I'm going to ask you to do today. I need Calvary Church to do the pastor a favor. Today's the service that you're allowed to get a little louder. Today's the service you're allowed to scream those amens and hallelujahs and preach it, Pastor, whatever God lays on your heart, because the Holy Spirit's got to get a hold of you, because when you leave here, you got to take it out to the community. If you can't get a little louder in God's house, you certainly can't get a little louder out there when the people are listening and watching what we do. So today and for the next few weeks and forever, feel free, Calvary Church, to get a little louder. You okay with that? Let me hear you get a little louder. God's got to get a hold of the situation in your life and speak life to it, and he's going to do it loud and bold if you only believe and expect that to happen. Do you? Get some loudness going on in Calvary Church today. We are going to change our community. We speak life to the Canton community and surrounding area. Our evangelistic outreach here is Calvary for Canton. That's why you see when you text something for text to give or text alerts, it always says Calvary for Canton, because that is the mission field that this church has been planted in. You and I have been planted here to get a little louder in the Canton area and the surrounding communities. And that's exactly what we're going to do. So what we're going to now pursue is getting a little louder. We preach pursuit. What does that? What is it? What's it look like, right? Where, when, and how? Well, I'm telling you, it's getting a little louder right here in our community so people know who we are and what we stand for. That is exactly what God's laid on my heart. And today is the Calvary Participation Day to get a little louder. And you need to be loud, right? Here's a quick thought for you. How do you live loud? Pastor, what does that even mean, right? How do you live loud? Loud enough that everyone hears and sees who you are and what you're all about. If people don't know who you are and what you stand for, you're not loud enough. Right? If people don't know who you are, what you stand for, you're just not loud enough. We'll talk about here in a second what that loud talk, you know, what that really means and what it looks like. But everybody should know how loud we are. Everybody should see that. I had a baseball game yesterday. You know I'm missing my Major League Baseball, and you know I'm a baseball guy. If you're a visitor, I'm a baseball guy. I like some other sports, but they really don't count when it comes to sports because it's really just about baseball. And if you're into other sports like the NFL or something, well, you know there's only one team, and that's the Dallas Cowboys. But, you know, Browns fans, Steelers fans, let's pray. Right? I love the Cowboys, but I'm just very disappointed in sports these days, and I'm disappointed that COVID has slowed down the major league. But, you know, us old guys got to play yesterday, and it was good. It was good. And I had a guy come up to me, if he may be watching, and Doc, if you're watching, God love you, I'm glad you're joining, because I invited you to join and watch this online. And, you know, he asked us, you guys back in your building yet? And I said, yep. He says, well, how that's going? And, you know, I said, we're just loud. We're just living loud. You know, we're going to do, and people come back, oh, yeah. People are coming into God's house. You know, he's really intrigued with that, and you know I've given testimony about my baseball, and you know, my baseball people, my baseball guys, my baseball friends know I'm a pastor, and I live loud. And that's okay. That's what I like. They know who I am, and they know what I stand for. Right? I go up to bat, and I hadn't had a hit yet this year for a few games, and that was kind of disappointing. And then you know, they say to me, well, pastor, you know, go up there and pray. Boy. So I hit a double. Gotta live loud. You gotta let people know who you are and what you stand for. And here's a quick little story about my house, our house. Speaking of living loud, here's the Myers house. My wife is giggling down here. She knows where this is going. You know, some of us in the house, we have three. Only one of the kids is back in the home now. And that's our daughter, who's the webmaster, and she's up in the sound booth running our media right now. So we talk about this, and, you know, we get excited at home. You know, we get excited about church stuff and other things, and, you know, it gets loud in the house sometimes. And guess what? We've learned this thing that, you know, we've got this indoor voice, and we got the outdoor voice. And sometimes the outdoor voice shows up in an indoor, right? You know, you parents have no idea what I'm talking about, right? So there's this outdoor thing when we're loud, and then we get a little excited in our home, and we bring the in our daughter. I asked her if I could say this, and she just gives me the daughter look, Dad, you know, please, you know, one of those looks. And, you know, so we have this thing in our house that says, indoor voice. It's getting too loud. We say, indoor voice. And I don't know, we say that to each other a lot, don't we, dear? We say indoor voice. And I'm not going to tell you who we say it more to anybody else. You'd think it's to the pastor, but it's not. The women in my house, the women in my life are the loudest. I may be loud here. Yeah, guys, come on, guys, hallelujah. You're allowed to say, that's right, pastor. But they're just a little bit louder most of the time. And guess what? Maybe they think I can't hear them until they get a little louder. Right? I know that's your house. Because us guys, we're just like really laid back. We don't cause any problems. We just go with the flow. Whatever she says we do, right? Right? Right, dear? Don't look at her. She doesn't know. But the more excited we get, the louder we get. And we think that people will receive that and hear what we're saying the louder we get. Sometimes they know that we're there, but it doesn't necessarily equate to hearing us. Right? It doesn't necessarily mean it's a good thing, because when it gets loud in the home, we kind of like tune out the, what are they saying, and just hear the noise, and we just kind of like, oh, into a voice, right? But what does that mean? I'm going to tell you what your mission is as a believer. Your mission is to live loud. People should know who you are and what you stand for. And the focus of that should be on them knowing what you're believing. You are spreading the Christian message, the gospel of Jesus. They should know that's who you are. And you got to ask yourself the question, if they don't know that, why is that? Why don't they know? And I really was dealing with this in myself, like, does everybody know? And I've got a group of people that I realize I don't think they know. And that kind of shook me up a little bit, because how could they not know? And I thought, okay, God, I get it. But there are other people out there that are louder and get their messages out more than I do or you do. They get their words out, and that, you know, we're hearing things, seeing things, and what I think we need to see and hear is the Christian person, the church, rising up and saying, oh, wait, here's who I am. We believe in this. We need to live louder. And that's what I want my mission to be. That's what the mission is. Here's a thought for you. It goes like this. The one who lives the loudest should be the Christians. The ones that live the loudest and get the message out should be us. Because that is the only message of hope. That is the only message of salvation. That is the only message of eternal life. You've got the most important message. You've got to be the loudest with it. We've got to get the message out there and let people know. So our mission is to live loud with what we say and live loud with how we behave, how we act. And today we're going to start talking about that, and then the weeks to come, we're going to show you how to do that. It'll be a little bit different. You probably have not heard it before. I doubt you have, but we're going to teach you that, of how to live loud with what you say, live loud with what you do. Jesus actually told people not to tell other people certain things. Did you know that? Jesus actually instructed people, don't tell anybody. Now, you would think, especially with the preacher up here saying we need to live louder and get the message out, that that would be contrary to what Jesus would do. Boy, he was methodical. Boy, he had a plan. Boy, did he understand how to reach people. He just knew, well, Pastor, he's God. Well, guess what? He still dealt with people. The Bible says that when he left the same power that raised Jesus from the dead. It dwells now in you and I, so we have the same power. So we're going to interact with people just like he did, with the same power through Jesus, the Holy Spirit running through us, right? So we're going to deal with them just like he did. And at times, he told other people, don't say anything right now. I'll take you right to the word. He went up to his disciples and he said, listen, all these things that you're seeing me do, all the miracles, all the stuff you're watching right before your physical eyes, the Bible talks about, and I'm healing the sick and making the lame walk and driving demons out of people and doing all these miracles. You know, he had this meeting with his disciples and he said, listen, don't go tell anybody about that right now. Hold off. See, there was some timing there. You don't believe me? Then he ordered the disciples on the screen behind me in Matthew 16, 20. He says he ordered his disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Messiah. They were figuring things out. And he said, whoa, wait, don't tell anybody yet. Don't say anything. I've got a plan here. And I don't want you to tell anybody about it yet. I don't want you to be loud about this just yet. I want you to hold off. Now, you would think he would say, go spread the word. Well, he does later. You know that. And things happen, and he says, go. We're going to get to that in a second. But guess what? There was some restraint there. So I get it when some of us feel like, well, it's not the right time to share something. There's not the right time to say something. It's not the right time to spread the word, be a little louder. But guess what? There is a time, which we'll talk about. There is a time, and that time is now. Now we're going to do it, right? We're going to do it bigger and better and higher than we did it before. You know what we're really good at, church? There's two things we're really good at. We're really good at talking. I know some talkers. Not back to the family. I just know people that love to talk, right? So, but we're really good at not talking about anything. When we need to talk, we don't. When we don't need to talk, we do. And I just think sometimes we've got this thing upside down. So when we need to talk, we got to talk. We need to be quiet. We got to be quiet. And guess what? Jesus says in his word, there's times to say something and there's times not. And I'm giving you those examples. He told the disciples, don't say anything right now. Now is not the time. God tells us when the time is right and when the time is not. You know that's right, because if you're a believer sitting here or watching online, God moves upon your heart to share something with somebody. And then at other times, you've shared, and now you are going to live in front of them. My brother told me that many years ago. And if he's watching, he'll remember this, because he's contacted me here a few weeks back about watching online. And the comment he made to me was, stop being my preacher. I probably said this before. Stop being my preacher and just be my brother. Yeah, that's right. I heard that. I heard, ooh, okay, well, wow. In other words, here's the interpretation to the preacher and the brother. Shut up. Was that not the interpretation? Just shut up. You've said it enough. Now I decide. And so the action kicks in. The action of who I am and what I believe got to be there, right? See, sometimes we talk too much and don't act. We'll talk about that here today as well. So Jesus gave us this commandment. He told disciples, hey, hold off. But then there's other times. More times did he say, go tell people and do it loudly, than he says, don't tell anybody. And when he said, don't tell anybody, there was a reason there. And let me tell you what the reason was. The reason he said to the disciples, hold off, don't say anything, is because Jesus was attracting attention. He was doing a lot. Healing the sick, All the things he was doing was attracting attention. You know the story. He fed thousands because so many had gathered. And what was going on was he would try to get to the next town to preach the word, because that's the reason why he was there in the first place, was to preach the word. And he couldn't get to the next town because the crowds would meet him on the outskirts. He couldn't even get into town. He tells the disciples, hold off, let me get into the next town. If everybody knows I'm coming, I can't get there, then someone's going to be missed. I can't miss anybody. Church, you can't miss anybody. You can't be on the outskirts of the town when you need to get on the inside of the town to get to everybody. See, you have two opportunities, going into the town, going into the home, going into the workplace, going into the situation, and then coming out of the situation. But if you never get a chance to get into the middle of it in the first place, you never get another chance to come out of it. You've got time to go in and spread the word. But if getting into the middle of it, you can't get there, you've lost the opportunity to spread the word again as you're retreating and leaving that situation to go to the next situation. You speak life when you're going in, and you speak life when you're coming out. That's exactly what happened to Jesus. And he wanted to speak life going into the town and get there, and then speak life in it, and then speak life as he's retreating and leaving and going to the next town. So he says, don't spread the word right now, because I don't want to miss the opportunity to get in the middle. Now just think of the situations in your lives. What are you trying to get into and speak life to and live loud? And you've got to be methodical on, maybe I don't say anything right now, because when I get in the middle, that's the epicenter. That's where I want to be, right in the middle of that situation. When I get in the middle, that's where I can impact the situation the most. So that's where we don't say anything. And we just go in. Whatever it is. Whatever the situation is. My baseball team. God love them. They didn't know I was a preacher right at the beginning. And they certainly didn't know I took this church. And now they do. But they're stuck with me. Now I'm right in the middle. Right? Not too many old guys want to catch. Right there? So they're stuck with me. So the preacher's part of the team. And I have influence. I get to speak life to them. And they get to come up to me and say, Pastor, what do you think about this? I would have not been in that situation if I would have been screaming loud going in. But now I can scream loud, live loud. Because they're not going to kick me out. Hope not. Look what Luke 8:38 says. It goes like this. The man from whom the demons had gone out and begged Jesus to go with them. But Jesus sent him away. Jesus does a miracle, drives out some evil spirits. The guy's begging to go with Jesus. And Jesus says, whoa, wait a second. I want you to return home and live loud. I want you to go back and do something for me. Return home and tell how much God did for you. The man went away and told everybody around town exactly what Jesus did for him. You know, there's people sitting here today that I know personally that God has done some miracles for in these last few months. I mean, we've prayed over them here on the praise and prayer nights on Wednesday night. People got delivered. You just heard. Rosemary knew. You just heard. 100 years old, diagnosed with COVID. You wouldn't think someone almost 100 years old diagnosed with COVID would survive. Guess what? Not only did we pray for her, and not only did she survive, she's negative today. Yeah, somebody's got to give that praise. And she continues to speak life. And I want you to speak life to her and send her a card. Don't let us down. Send in a card to Rosemary. It's on the website. It's on the Facebook page. Let her know that we're thinking about her. So Jesus tells this guy, hey, look what I did for you. You could come with me, but you wouldn't live loud with me. I'm already living loud. I need you to go to this other place, his hometown, and I need you to live really loud there. What does that mean? That means you got to tell everybody what I did for you. That's you guys and me. You've got to go out there and tell everybody exactly what God's done for you. That's called your testimony. And you don't even need to get into some of the details that we do at times. The time is right, timing, right? You go in there and just speak life to that situation, just like Jesus asked the man that was possessed to do. Go back to your town. For us, it might be go back to your workplace, go back to your school, go back to your baseball team, go back to your study group, go over to the mall where you hang out, whatever it is. Go to your coffee shop where you hang out, whatever it is. Get into the epicenter, get into the middle of the situation, and speak life. Tell everybody there what I did for you and live loud. You never saw that in the scripture. Maybe you have. You get in there and you live loud. It's a thought for you. Sometimes we don't tell people what Jesus did as much as we tell Jesus what he should do. And I think Jesus is asking us to go out and live loud. We spend more time turning around and saying, God, if you would just do this for me, just do that. I think he's saying, look at all the stuff I've already done. Go out and live loud a little bit, and I'll do some more stuff. But let me see some faithfulness. Let me see you walk and speak life, and then I'll let you live a little bit louder with some others. Be faithful with little things, the Bible says, and God will give you dominion over much. Didn't think that applied here, did you? Yes, it does. God has an expectation for me and you to live loud and louder. Why would Jesus ever tell people not to live loud? Not to tell people. Back to why would he say that? And I told you, it's publicity. He didn't want this publicity, and he wanted the timing to be right. Same with you and I. Same with you and I. We're not into drawing crowds to, but if that happens, it happens. But the timing's got to be right. And I explained that to you a little bit here a minute ago. And God just puts those situations. You know, I heard not too long ago that if you're a believer, there are no coincidences. I really got to thinking about that. I think my wife told me that. I really got to thinking about that. If you're a believer, there's no such thing as a coincidence. And I'm a pastor. I'm thinking, is that right? Is that biblically sound? I'm going through my small brain here and trying to figure out, is that right? Yeah. The steps of a righteous man are ordered of the Lord. I want you to prosper, Jeremiah. You know, I want you to prosper. You know, all these scriptures that go through your head. Yeah. Okay. God's got my back. There's a purpose in my life. There's a plan in my life. I'm going through all these scriptures. Yeah. I get it. There's no coincidences. If something happens in my life, okay. Yeah. God's got his hand in it. The thing is, we don't see the little stuff. We see this big stuff. We don't see the little stuff sometimes. And I just think he's got his hand in everything. And I'm going to give you a quick little testimony. And I know our oldest probably won't want me to do that. Zach, if you could hear me right now, just say, go for it, brother, or something. So he gets an offer for, am I allowed to say it, Zach? Yeah. Thank you. Well, you know, when the pastor says for the pulpit, hey, can I do it? Yeah, go for it. What's he going to say? No. Right? No, don't do it. He was looking for a new job. You know, COVID jobs, you know. Listen to this. Talk about living louder. You know, so there's transition in his job that he's had for a couple years, 2-3 years. Really good job. Going really well. COVID hits, changes. You know what's going on, right? You get hired in to do this job, but you end up doing this job because it's just what you do. So he does it. He steps up and does the right thing. He says, hey, you need me to do this in this season, I'll do it. Well, the job then changed, and he was going to have to do that job from now on. So he decided, you know, God's got to have something better for me here. And so he starts applying for jobs. Well, his wife, who is in our church, of course, you know Savannah, sees a truck pull up beside her at a company he just applied to right here in town. I love this testimony. And God speaks to her and says, that's where he's going to live the loudest. That's the new place. That's where he's going to work. And so he applied there. He had already applied. The truck pulls up next to her at a light. And I believe she even took a picture of it, didn't she, there? Takes a picture of it. So she had a record of what God was going to do. Talk about walking in the expectation of what God's going to do. She taught us all something in the family. She takes a picture and she says, that's it. Well, the company came back and made a job offer to him, and it was nowhere near the financial monies that he needed because it was a monumental pay cut. And she stayed with it. No, that's the place. God spoke. I took a picture. God spoke. I expect it to happen. That is living loud. Church, that's how you live loud. You don't take no for an answer. You say, God, if this is what it's going to be, I'm going to go grab onto it. And guess what? That company came back a day or so later and said, if that's what you need financially, we'll give it to you. We want you to come work for us. That's living loud, church. The church has got to live loud. God's going to send them into a new place, a new job, to live loud right in the epicenter. And he's going to go in really slow, not saying anything, right? Jesus says, hey, don't tell anybody yet. He gets in the epicenter, he starts his new job, and then he can live loud throughout the workplace. Yeah, hallelujah. That's living loud, right? Let me tell you this thought. At what point do people stop believing our words and start believing our actions? When is it when there's a transition here that goes from what we say to what we're doing? I'm going to give you an example for pastors. Here's the pastor example. This is my example because I know it, right? Pastors are asked when we get credentialed with the Assemblies of God, we're an Assembly of God church, you know that, that we always have to, we go through levels of credentialing, and I know there's some credential holders out there, and our children's pastor is a licensed minister of Assemblies of God, and I know there's another credential holder sitting here, maybe more, but you'll know this is how it works. You can go through levels, and you can sneak into the level that you're qualified for and take the test and do all the coursework or whatever. So there's levels. I started like years ago going through the levels, and here's what happens when you go the first level. They ask you, what has God laid on your heart? What is God speaking to you to do? This is what God tells me. Okay, we support that. You're credentialed. There's a big, long process and background checks and all that. It's not an easy process, but they confirm by a credential to be a minister with the Assemblies of God nationwide, worldwide, that you are being supported by the largest Pentecostal movement in the world. There's your credential. And then the next level, it's the same thing. They say, okay, what's God speaking to you now? What does God want you to do? Where do you want to go? How does this process work? And it's the same process. What's God speaking to you? We gotta tell them again. Dear, remember all this? You know, you gotta tell him again. Same thing. God speaks this to me. This is where he's telling us. This is, you know, da 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 da. Background check, all the things. Da 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 da. Year and a half later, whatever. Credential. But then you get to the third step, which is the ordination step, the highest level. I love this part, right, Christine? If you're out there, you know, right? Here's the step. Here, they don't want to hear a word of what God's speaking to you. They don't want to hear it. They tell you they've heard it enough. Now, brothers, if you're listening to me online about the state office, I love you all, you know, because they are. But here's the next step. Tell us what you've done. What action have you done? We already know what God called you to do. Tell us what you've done. The shift goes from talking to action. That's the transition to speak aloud, living loud. That's it. You can say it all you want, but when does it become an action item in your life? And some of us end up living on the talking all the time of the mission, and we're not getting to the action of living loud. This is who I am. This is what I stand for, and this is what I've done. And I'm going to brag on this church because for a smaller church, we've got people in this church that are on the action side, and they're saying, Pastor, what do I have to do? This is my ministry. This is my calling. What do I got? Look at the Calvary Cafe and the media and all the things and starting up nursery, and we're relaunching many ministries throughout the summer and full go again in the fall, and you know, things that we haven't done, we're going to do, and things we've done, we're going to do again, and that's living loud. You live loud in what you're doing. Taking action is a necessary part of being a believer. God did not ask us to sit back and do nothing. Jesus did something. A lot of action. He spoke it and he did it. If he spoke it and he did it, then that's good enough for me. I'm going to speak it, but I've got to put action back there. I've got to live louder. And God will speak to you when that is and how that is and how you go and where you go. But you've got to be ready to speak life and ready to live louder when you get there. And listen, passivity was never in God's plan. Passive believers, passive Christians, that wasn't God's plan. Because Jesus wasn't passive. He was humble, right? But he was a doer. Jesus was humbled. Jesus was a servant. That's not the same. But Jesus had action. Everybody knew. Everybody knew the guy was coming to town. And he tried to sneak into town a few times, right? I just told you that. All the way to the point where they sent him to a cross. Too much action. A lot of talk and a lot of action. And he rose on the third day. There's some action for you, right? Yeah, you're right. Action requires faith in God and trust in his word. God is a God of action. Living loud. Going into the community and saying, this is who I am and this is what I'm going to do. And this is my mission. That is the mission. Here's a thought for you. Are you going after life, or are you allowing life to come towards you? I found myself before, many times in my life, allowing life to come to me, and I know there's a sports thing. If you're a sports person, you know what I'm talking about. Let the game come to you. And then you talk to the biggest athletes, they say, no, I go out and I seize the opportunity. Now, I get that. Now, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to make it happen because God is a God of action. Look what 1 Peter 1:13 says. So prepare your minds for action. I think they got the wrong scripture up behind me. Or maybe I got the wrong one. So prepare your minds for action. Here's the greatest action statement ever. Matthew 28:19. The greatest action statement ever is Matthew 28:19-20, and it goes like this. Go and make disciples. Action. Baptizing them in all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything that I taught you, right? And everything that I commanded you to do. And surely, because of your action, your living louder, I'll be with you forever. The greatest mission statement ever. Go do it. And that is my call to you today. To live louder. Louder than you've ever lived. Can you imagine when that statement was proclaimed? If the men and the women he proclaimed it to, the disciples to start and others, never lived loud. He said, hey, thanks, that's really good words. I'm going home for dinner now. Think about it. They never lived it. There was no action at all. If that's would have been, if they would have done that, you and I wouldn't be sitting here today. And I wouldn't be preaching. We wouldn't be worshiping at the beginning. It never would happen because the church would have died off. But those men and those women said, that is what I got to do. Jesus spoke it, the mission, and then the action followed, and here we are. Right here, today at Calvary Church, in 2020, talking about living loud. So I bring this in for a landing. I just want to give you some few things here. I know what you're thinking. What keeps me from living loud, Pastor? I'm going to tell you that. I'm going to tell you that this is what keeps me from living loud. Comfort. Comfort keeps me from living loud. In the weeks to come, I'm going to tell you how to live louder, but I'm going to tell you what keeps you from living loud right now, and that's comfort. The Bible talks about what you learn, the perseverance through trials and tribulations, but comfort keeps you from living loud. That's why God stirs us up. Because you get yourself in the comfort zone and you're not living loud enough. Comfort. What's that mean? It means being adequate and contented with where you're at today. You want to live louder? You can't be just content and adequate where you're at today. You can't live louder inside of your comfort zone. Why is that? Because there's no action in being comfortable. You don't have to do anything. You just stay there contented. Now, you know, this is not the same as the comforter comes to soothe, like the Bible talks about when we're in a time of need. The Holy Spirit is our great comforter. That's not what that means. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about leaving exactly where you're at right now in this zone. Let me tell you about comfort zones. We get in comfort zones in churches. We get in comfort zones in marriages. We get in comfort zones at jobs. We get in comfort zones at our schools or whatever. And we forget how to live loud because we're comfortable. And then we wonder why God shows up and starts stirring us up. It's the reason why pastors also get called from one church to another, because they got too comfortable in the church they're in, and God said, okay, fine, I got to stir you up. No, I'm not leaving. God's got to stir you up and make you go someplace else to get you out of your comfort zone because you're just too comfortable. I hang out with pastors. That's what happens a lot of times. Brad, I just got too comfortable, I guess. God just took me out. I don't want that to happen to me. I don't want that to happen to you. I don't want to end up moving out someplace because God said, you just got too comfortable. And you don't want to live loud anymore. You don't want to do what I've called you to do. You don't want to step out of your comfort zone and say something to somebody and speak life and do some action behind it. Get in the middle of the epicenter. Get in the middle of town. Get in the middle of the job, whatever it is, and start doing something that's not in your normal course of life. Living louder. I can live loud. Don't bother me a bit. But sometimes I just get too comfortable. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. All things. What does that mean? I've used the scripture before. You know it by heart, most of you, I bet. What's the all things? It is God's will for your life. Your plan is all things. God's commands are also God's enablements. To live louder. Therefore, if God asks us to live louder, to go to the town and tell everybody about what he did for you, that means he's going to enable you to do that. That's what that means. You're sitting here right now thinking in your head, what is that in my life? And that's exactly what God told me to speak today. You're going to leave here today and you're going to go to lunch, or you're going to go home, you're going to go through your day and your week, and God is going to open up a way for you to live louder. Somebody's got to get excited about that, because God's going to give you the ability to live louder. Are we going to step in that opportunity, or are we going to stay in the comfort zone and say, God, I've had enough. I'm good. And that is not a good place to be. Church, I want to live louder. Church, I want to live louder. I want God to say, you are worthy of living louder. God will never call on you to accomplish a task without giving you the necessary ability to do it. He will equip you, enable you, motivate you, give you what you need. You ready for this as I close? You ready? This is heavy. There's no comfort zone in God's word. There's safe places in Jesus, and I know, but there's no place that God said, don't go and make a difference. He is always saying, make a difference. And when I make a difference and live louder, it's not only good for the person I'm living louder to, but it's great for me. Because I am walking in the greatest mission statement of ever, to live loud and speak Christianity and the word, the gospel of Jesus Christ throughout Canton, throughout the area, throughout the state, throughout the world. And that is you and I, to live louder. So I have a couple questions for you as we close. Are you living loud? Or are you living in the comfort zone of contentment and just being adequate? I can answer that for me, but I can't answer that for you. Don't look behind you for what has already passed, but live today to see where God's taking you tomorrow. Are you living loud, church? Listen to this question, my second. Do people know who you are and what you stand for? Does everybody you come into contact with know who you are and what you stand for? If they do not, you're not living loud enough. That's right. That's exactly right. So I'm going to give you the opportunity right here, right now, to live louder. I'm going to say a prayer, and I'm going to ask you, if you're going to commit yourself to live louder, I'm going to ask you to raise your hand. Don't do it yet. Just give me a second. I'm going to ask you to raise your hand and commit between you and God. I'm not going to ask you to come to the altar today. I'm going to ask you to make a commitment by raising your banner to heaven and saying, God, I'm going to live louder. And today is the day. I'm going to live louder. It might be in a new location. It might be in a different situation. It might be completely different than I ever even imagined. But guess what? God takes you out of your comfort zone. He places you in a new situation so you can live loud. Now, the action behind that is, are you going to do it? Jesus said, go to your town and tell everybody. Your pastor says, go to your places of employment, go to your schools, go to your coffee shops, and tell everybody what the Lord thy God has done for you, and live loud. There is just absolutely no action in a comfort zone. So bow your hearts as we close, and I'm going to ask you the prayer. There's got to be somebody here that wants to live loud with the pastor. Dear Lord God, in Jesus' name. Father God, as the world rages and we see loud living, Lord God, I pray that you are going to motivate Calvary Church, those that are here, those that are watching online, people that are not even part of Calvary but see us on the live stream, Lord. I just believe you spoke this to me to live louder. And Lord God, I'm going to give the people of Calvary, the people at home, the opportunity to publicly proclaim that they want to live louder, that they want to go out in their communities and their jobs and their coffee shops or wherever that may be to live louder, letting people know who they are and what they stand for. And Father God, I thank you for that. And if that's you today, I want you to raise your hand right now and say, I make a public commitment. I'm going to live louder. Don't wait. Raise your hand. I am going to live louder for Jesus Christ. I'm going to let people know who I am, what I stand for. Stand with me, church. Father God, thank you in Jesus' name, Lord God, for those 22 people that committed to live louder. Father God, I pray right now that you touch their lives. I pray right now, God, that you motivate them. I pray right now, Lord God, that you equip them, enable them, give them what they need, Lord God, to give them action behind their public proclamation, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Church, give Jesus a hand.